Welcome. Right here at Decadent, the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. The number here is 347-637-1577. You can call in, talk to us right here live. We're broadcasting live right here from Decadent. And on our newsmaker line and sitting at the round table is Brian Stormwell and Malcolm Beach. Malcolm, say something right now to this audience out here.
Good morning, Russell, and thank you for inviting me to join you this morning. We've got quite a few things going on, and I'm going to talk about that Foxtrot reunion coming up on December 8th.
Oh, without a doubt, man. I want you to make sure that everybody knows about the Foxtrot reunion, because the Foxtrot reunion has been around. The Foxtrot has been around for a long time.
40 years.
Tell us about 40 years. How did 40 years? What has happened in 40 years?
We opened in 1975. That's what makes 40 years. So 40 years ago, Washington, D.C. was an entirely different kind of town. But it was coming of age. 1975, the first elected mayor of the city council took office. Okay? There were a lot of places that African American professionals wanted to go downtown, to restaurants, nightclubs. They couldn't get in. And so we started to start our own club. We called the Foxtrot. You know what I think? It was what you call real black economic development. And what I mean by that is that we had black investors, we had black employees, black customers, we had a black landlord, we had a black liquor distributor, and we paid our taxes to a black government. And we were doing 100%.
That is excellent, man. We're talking about black homes, going to the black people. What more can you ask for? I mean, it is what you call the essence of good life, man, what people want now, you know what I mean? So I commend you for doing what you're doing. Nisi, we have one on our news on Nisi from Nisi Boutique. Say hello, Nisi.
Tell us about your home, Nisi.
Radio. We're here live at Decker's here on Georgia Avenue. In this room is a powerhouse individual. Powerhouse individual. DC Boutique is here. Also, I want you to come on and see us on our new paper line. Tell us about your business. Go ahead.
Right now, we're going to bring up
one and only. Introduce your name and what you do in college and such.
Hi, my name is Sophia Curtis. I'm a hairstylist from out of Baltimore. My salon is located at 9033 Liberty Road, Brandertown, Maryland. And what I do is I bring stylists together from different salons, whether you're a salon owner or not. We come together as one, form as one team, and provide beauty services. It can be in town, out of town, runway fashion shows, from New York Fashion Week to Atlanta Fashion Shows. My goal is to heal beauty. I believe that beauty heals the soul. And I'm trying to bring something new to the game. So I was coming together on.
How
did
you
listen to? Oh, my number is 443-271-9988. And again, I'm located 9033 Liberty Road, Randalltown, Maryland.
Excellent.
Oh, my number again is 443-271-9988. And also, do you provide service for celebrity styles?
Fantastic. Is that the way I walk in one of the officers' names of the DMV, Ms. Carol Robinson? She said she could come on the air in just a minute talking about $50,000 by Christmas. How to get $50,000 by Christmas. She is an entrepreneur, tax consultant, and she knows money. When you look at it, don't she look like money? So we're talking about money, and who don't want money? So we're going to bring her up in just a minute. Before we do that, though, I want to get Brian Stronger on the air, one of our news men. So I'm talking about this act, how important it is to have an act. Give Brian Stronger a round of applause.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Brian Stronger. I just want to thank Russell for always looking out for the business in the district. He's the hardest working man in networking. He's always the support and the level of communication that he has to make small business, et cetera, and keep them from closing their doors. I mean, this man is always there. But my name is Brian Longwell. I'm the president and owner of Optimum Innovative Communications. And what I do is I help small to mid-sized businesses expose their business, help them engage their customers. If you're looking to get more customers, engage your customers so that they'll keep patronizing your business, you need a mobile app. I create mobile apps and digital business cards. One of the things that I want to stress is that everybody has a website, but if they look at your website on their phone, it doesn't come across. It's real small. So you have to go mobile. Everybody in America, everybody in the world is going mobile right now. So a digital business card is what's going to help them provide that link to your business. Brian Thornwell, Optimum Innovative Communications. You can reach me at 240-326-3660. Again, 240-326-3660.
Excellent. Brian Thornwell, he talks about having an app. And an app is what you need. It's what you need because the app is without an application. You basically don't know what you're doing as far as people talking about application. Having an app is so important. Before the app, I have my app. Brian did the app for Retail Magazine. And it's a wonderful app. And we need that app. You know, we need that app to be so innovative because no business now does not have an app. And without an app, you're really behind the eight ball. And you got to stop and think about it. Everybody has an app now. Carol Robinson, we want you to sit here at the round table. You back in the business, we want you at the round table because you're coming on next, and I want you to be here because you are truly what they need, 50,000 until Christmas. But what Brian Stonewall has, don't take it for granted. If you are active, if your business is active, you need to see Brian. Because without an app, what are we really doing? Who are you really? Are you really in business? I tell people right now, if I meet somebody and they're not on Facebook, I used to go around years ago and say, give me your name and your address. I want to put you on my mailing list. And I would go to my computer and get the agent labels and then try to put you on my mailing list. And after the profile, I walk into a establishment or club or anywhere and I say, do you have an email address? And they said, oh, no, I don't do that. I don't have email. keep walking. Now I take my phone and I say to that individual, you on Facebook? They tell me I don't do Facebook. I go to the next person. I don't have time for the non-Facebook individual. I don't have time. So you have to have an app. An app is what you need to start your business. Because people now click on the app. You can go to McDonald's. You can be a bum, homeless person with a cell phone that they gave you from the district that's free. You can download the McDonald's app and go into McDonald's and get a free sandwich just by having an app. Nobody needs to be starving in the USA today because they got a McDonald's app. You go into the McDonald's and put the little cue card on the one thing and get you a free meal. So give Brad another round of applause because what we saw is phenomenal. It is definitely something that we need.
And one other thing, Russell, if I can let everybody leave them with this piece of information. I help put your business on your customer's phone. That's why I do that.
Excellent. Put your business on your customer's phone. What more can you ask? Let's talk about the platform before I bring up Carolyn. Because Carolyn is an innovator of business. She's one of our original platform holders, but also Brad. And not a different amount of thought I have the vision to see the vision before the vision will be seen. Because now the black card is starting running, it's got legs, it's starting to run. The black card, I'm supposed to say something three times, you can remember it. The black card. Don't be home without the black card. What's the black card? I'm going to give you the shop, dime, nightlife, event. We drive people to the website and go people to see. If you don't have a black card, do not leave here today without your black card. Anyone who came out today, I'm going to give you what I call the Godfather move. It's the Godfather move. All you can do. Today you will get three, or you get two actual radio spots for $300. You get your ad and the Be There magazine edition for the violent must issue. The link to your website. We're also going to be able to come to every single event we have, show your black card, just like this event for free, including 2016. But you also will be able to honor your black card by what you do in your business by saying you're going to do a 10%, 15%, whatever you want to give up, or advertise it for free continuously. And when you do the black, you do the talk show, it's not a 30-second commercial, it's a 30-minute interview, which means that you own that for a year. No one can sell your business better than you. When you speak of your business and it comes from your heart and you hear what you're talking about, this is the life force. It's coming from the heart of you. I believe in this. Get your black card. Let's bring up on our new radio line, Carolyn A. Robinson. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you, Russell. Thank you. And I agree with you that this is something that needed one of more regular basis for us to come together and have a conversation. I am Carolyn Robinson. I am the CEO of Fast Factory of Services. And last month or maybe in July, I was talking with Russell about putting together a project. And Russell actually emailed me the logo that on the postcard. So the project has to do with saving money, basically. That's the principle. If you're an entrepreneur, most often than not, you're so passionate about your business, you forget to put money away for yourself. At the end of the day, you look at where your net profit is. Lots of times people come out of corporate America or government, and they take their retirement savings to start a business. Well, when they do that, it's all in hopes that they'll always make a net profit. And you know in the first 5 years that's not true because you're getting the business up and going. So it's so important not to lose sight of the fact that you still have to put money away. So this project of mine costs $50,000, and Russell says by Christmas. It's not necessarily by Christmas. But what it's doing is double saving. We have investments, you know, we have our retirement account, which, by the way, should not be close. So that's what I do. I have retirement strategies. I teach you how to not outlive your retirement. I'm also a tax planner. I help with tax preparation and I help with tax planning. But before all of that, we have to learn and is something that you have to be disciplined. Like in church, you get 10% of your growth supposed to. Well, this is a simple thing. So if you turn over the postcard, I have a card, and I also have a larger copy of this card. It doesn't get you the $50,000 by Christmas, but what it does, if you look at it, and a lot of people have looked at it and said, I can't do this. Wait until I get down to week 20, you're asking me to put in $200 and some odd for that week. Well, guess what? It also ties into your spending. If you can go and spend $200, $300, $400 on pleasure, you can also have the discipline to put that money into a pot. The simple saving does not negate the fact that down the road you want to know where to invest your money. We'll come to that. The first is discipline has to be here. You may have $100,000, you may have $1 million. Think about if you have a mortgage, guess what? You need to understand how to get the $50,000. That's number one. If you have two loans, you need to understand where and how to get the $50,000. If you have any debt, you need to understand how to build a pot to be able to eradicate that debt. And then we move to the next cycle, which is to learn how to purchase things without having to do it on credit. Credit. People live on credit, unfortunately, which helps them to live beyond their means. It aids them in a way where they don't have savings. So this project is a passion of mine because in 25 years, I've helped people in various situations. I can get you into a mortgage. I can get you into a reverse mortgage. I can get you out of debt with the IRS. There are other things I can help you with. But through those years, what I have learned is that most of the people that come to our office, which is located in Dallas, Kansas, Pennsylvania, and I also have one of those hotels, is that people are not saving. They're spending. When they receive their tax refund, it's old. But Chris and I are going to have a pair I can buy, all of that. So I try to get people to, with this project, this tiny little project, it's about helping people. It's not about selling what it is. It's not about knowing what it is. It's getting you to think about, okay, when I get to that week, I may have gotten to the point where I say, $400. I can't go any further. You don't give up. You say, okay, I can't do it this week, but perhaps I can go on eBay and stuff. I'm not my problem. I can come up with a way. So it gives you an idea. It gives you vibe. What it does is makes you look at this chart and say, the right, I'm not going to go and buy that particular house this week because I want to sew in to myself. $50,000 is sewing in to yourself. That's not a lot of money. If those of you are on Facebook or YouTube, B. Harvey has a video out that shows you how to start with $10. And get to a million. Well, that's all I'm telling you, because you can get to a million. But it's your concept, it's how you look at money, it's how you treat money. If you treat money well, money will treat you well. You have to understand that. So when Steve Harvey in his video talked about getting to $1 million with starting with $10, he's basically talking about the principle of duplication, because he's talking about doing what you have done for the $10 initially, 10 times. This is good repetition. Every week we have a conference call, which I don't think I put that number on. That number is, and I will give it to you, because I can't remember it off the top of my head, but after this conversation here, I will be able to give you that number. And I will also give you the next time when we have that conference call. In addition to a live meeting, we're also having it out at Kenwood. But again, what I'm very passionate about now and all the things that I do is helping people to understand that we need to go back to simple practices and simple savings. It may be that you have $50,000, it may be that you have $100,000, it may be that you have $250,000. Well, guess what? Teach it to your children. Teach it to a relative. I've had people come to me where their children were not financially rich, I would say, and they would have to get into their retirement account to bury them. I mean, they don't have the proper protection. So, you know what? Are you properly insured? Are you properly protecting your business? There are so many things that you need to be looking at when you're in business. Because, see, the passion is, when you're in business, is I got to do this. This is my passion. I got to make sure this is all going. But we're not taking care of ourselves when we're a process. So it has to be done with the logical and the logical. You cannot forget the safety.
Excellent. Give him a round of applause. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to bring up Bill Heenan. 347-337-1577. Get on the air. Get on another call just down here. 774-3188. Go ahead. We're going to bring up Bill Heenan. Dial 347-637-1577. We'll be right back to Bill Heenan.
You can hear that. You can hear
Group. We're an advertising specialty and commercial printing company. We specialize in imprinted promotional products like cups, mugs, pens, pads, calculators, t-shirts, calendars, matches, banners. We design and print business cards, brochures. We put ink on anything.
Russell, I like that. Ink on anything.
Yes.
You put ink on anything. That's serious. Tell
us about the promotional business time, about advertising and putting ink on anything. Is it still viable with internet, social media? How important is it to still have something in your hand with ink on?
Well, if you look around, you'll see that there's ink on
virtually everything. Everybody needs it, especially if you're in a business.
Same.
We do business with churches, schools. Anybody can check with.
Tell us also, Bill, about your musical talent. Tell us about what you do there.
Well, the McKenzie Group pays my mortgage, and my music feeds my spirit. So I'm a musician, a jazz musician, local. We play all over town, whoever would have us. So we just finished about 18 months at the National Harbor. And we're actually for tomorrow, because that gig went by the wayside. It was a blessing, you know, 18 months every Saturday night. But now I'm up on his own.
Excellent. Give Bill Heenan a round of applause. This is the Russell Bryce Horn Show. It's all about you. It's networking on the radio. We're here live at 2nd Special Live, 6204 Georgia Avenue. The number here is 347-637-1577. You can feel in the air. Call us right now. We're going to go around the room with closing statements. Malcolm, I want you to go first. Give us a closing statement.
Okay, Russell, once again, thank you so much for having me on the show. But the main thing is that we need to work together and do business with each other. That's the only way that we're all going to thrive and survive. And the Fox Travel Union, once again, is December the 8th. I want all of you to come out and help us celebrate 40 years of a black-owned business. If you want to do it online, it's foxtrap40.eventbrite.com. Foxtrap40, F-O-X-T-R-A-P-P-E, F-O-X-T-R-A-P-P-E, 40, .eventbrite.com. Hope to see you.
Excellent. Anybody that's done 40 years in business, round of applause. Brian, I appreciate your closing statement.
I would just want to let everyone know that in order to reach your clients today, you have to reach them by mobile.
You can send email, you can send snail mail, but if you really want to reach your customers, you have to reach them by mobile because we all carry a phone around 24 hours a day. So that's the best way, and the best way to reach them is with the mobile app.
Excellent, excellent. You can.
I just want to say, Russell, thank you for having me, and also thank you for putting together breakfast this morning. Remember, entrepreneurs, remember everyone. You have to pay yourself first, but understand that savings is important, and you also must share it with other people you know and other members of your family. So I invite you to join us on Tuesday, October the 13th at 6:30. The call-in number will be 641-715-3580. The access code is 284-817. And we will be discussing with you how to reach and how to stay on course with the $50,000 challenge.
Excellent. He is an extraordinary, phenomenal, extraordinary businesswoman. She's been in business, we can't even count the years. Me and Niecy go back to Cadillac Beach, go back to WL. Niecy, give us your closing statement.
Yes, I call to Russell Price, the man on the move, and I want to give thanks to God first. I want to tell you, I will have my whole app
wonderful gathering.
Tell them about your place and where it's at.
Okay, I am located at 6214 3rd Street, Northwest, and I am a Caribbean American, a fusion of food. I cook to order, and I have a variety of desserts and wonderful, wonderful food.
Excellent, excellent. She will be a debt card holder. Very shortly, you'll be able to use your black card at Peaches. So debt neglect. This is a wonderful thing. Okay, this is simply awesome. Ms. Mayo, you up next with your closing statement.
First of all, I just thank Russell Price for this great opportunity, allowing me to come together, as my business says, my business name is, to connect with these other wonderful entrepreneurs. There are so many opportunities for us and our community. So thank you again also for that opportunity. Again, also,
Excellent. This is,
oh, my goodness. As Mr. Dr. Michael Bisa said, too, we have to work together. As I've done collaboration with good friends, we've done a lot of collaboration together. So if you want to reach me, and we go out to our website at www.cannectbiz.com. Again, it's www.cannectbiz.com. You can reach me via email at connectbiz@gmail.com. I look forward to servicing you. I look forward to working with you and bringing value to your business. And again, thank you, Russell, for this great and wonderful opportunity.
Fantastic. Entrepreneurs, the networking all for coffee right here in Texas and we're live on the air. Who's that? Oh, just a beautician.
Come on, give us your
quote. Thank you. First and foremost, I want to say, Lord, and I have to send a shout out to my two kitchen. I know we do two kitchen on Tuesday, but to my two kitchen ladies, hey, the name of the salon is Lavish Addiction 3D, bringing lavish and luxury beauty to the industry. You can reach me on Facebook at Latia Curtis, with my IG is Stylist Garden Curtis. My number is 443-271-9988. And I want to thank Mr. Russell for having me. I really appreciate it. I'm honored.
Always welcome to come on here us because we want to make sure that people get to know what to do, where to go, who to call, and how to get there. Our upcoming event is going to be October 29th at Charlie's, right down the street. That it will be joined an opportunity for you to network and you'll be able to also be involved with helping domestic violence. This is Domestic Violence Month, and the back card is all about stopping, business closing, and domestic violence and suicide. We'll be able to come out, hear some good music, but also network. We're going to have a fashion show auction. We're going to auction off things back off the violence back. We're going to come in and do that. And our big Christmas party will be December 2nd at Policy, the Be There Magazine Awards. Stay tuned to see who's going to get the award this year, who's going to be the man of the year, who's going to be the woman of the year, who's going to be the finisher. All the awards will get out. Who's going to set? Who's going to get the award? So the war is going to be done. It's already been done. Thank you. We're going to be here for the last 60 years. But come out to the Be There Magazine Awards, and you'll be right here. Before we go, we're going to go a little bit. What we want to do basically is make sure that everybody gets to know where to go, who to call, and how to get there. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. It's networking on the radio. We'll be right back. Off the air.
Yes, good.